Dr. Sanders is the superintendent of the RBB, the Edgewood School System, and joins us here on a Monday afternoon. Oh, we're heading to Labor Day weekend. All right, that's a good idea. I like the sound of that. How's your HVAC products working over there, buddy? It's going to be hot this week.
Oh, I know it. well, knock on wood, it's working so well, so far, and yeah, it always there's always something though you need to keep your eyes on, but yeah, so far so good here at the Edgewood Schools. But we have made some adjustments to our practice schedules for teams practicing. Some are practicing in the morning, some later in the evening. So we need to be conscious of the extreme heat. It's Indiana weather. It's crazy. Last Friday morning, I was leaving the house, and I thought I better grab a coat for the football game tonight, and I didn't need it.
No, but earlier in the week, though, we were dancing around record lows. Last Tuesday and Wednesday, we started the mornings at 51, and the record was 49. So yes, you're right. And here we are a week later, and we're just 40 degrees warmer. Well, why not? It's Indiana. If you don't like it, just stick around for a little bit, and we hope everything. Hope everything changes. But as school got started back on Wednesday, the 7th, the doors were open. A very exciting time, as we always know. How's the first couple of weeks been, Dr. Sanders, with everybody on campus?
Yeah, very good, very good. A lot of excitement. We just had last week, I had somebody come over from the high school, and they had just been in the Innovative Learning Center, and they came over all excited because they said, you just have to come over and see. This place is bustling with activity. There were students in the media production room, the podcast room, in the design labs, and there were students working creating T-shirts and just all kinds of activities going on there. So we just picked up right where we left off last spring, and a lot of great things are happening. We're cautiously optimistic that our enrollment will be up maybe 30, 40 students. It's always hard to tell this time of year because families are still trying to figure things out. But it's looking good so far in terms of the enrollment, and it's always exciting to have some new families joining the Edgewood team.
Well, let our listeners know, Dr. Sanders, why that enrollment number is always important, because it's tied to funding, as I understand it.
Oh, absolutely. There are two funding days, October 1st, and then the second one is usually in February. So the number of students you have enrolled in school on that particular day or those particular days are what the state bases their funding on. And you always want to make sure that by that date that you've checked on students who might still be enrolled, but they haven't come to school yet. We need to try to track them down and see where they've enrolled. And all schools in the state of Indiana are doing this in the month of September, especially as we get towards the end of September, to make sure those numbers are correct. And then, like I said, the state of Indiana will use how many students we have. We get about a little under 7,000 per student, and if they come in on Monday, they don't count for your school. They count for the school that they came from. So we're always trying to work that out by those two very important dates.
Heaven forbid we could just take an average. We have to have two counting dates. Well, they don't ask me about how that should happen. So I just wanted everybody to understand why that's important. And we've also seen, I don't know if this was a bill, a law, but it's been passed about truancy in parents and students. Is that a concern for you as well?
Well, I think it's really good for communities, all different agencies in a community to work together and work with the parents. We never know what life will bring to a family. And so if we have a student who's not showing up for school, we want to be able to find out what's going on, to be able to help that family, help that student to be in school. And so I think that just brings an opportunity for, like I said, the different agencies around the community to work together to make sure kids are in school.
And I think we can all agree that being in school is the best way to get all of that done. But that is something that is new, and we're all going to, speaking of managing things, well, that's part of what else has to be managed moving forward. Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest, the superintendent of the RBB, the Edgewood School System. And as we get going here in the school year, I just wanted to get out there, too. Do you have all your positions covered? Are you still looking for some help in the community, full-time, part-time? There's ways folks can get involved at RBB.
Oh, sure. There are a lot of opportunities, and I just kind of warn people that when you come work for a school corporation, you get hooked. And I just talked to somebody yesterday who just started working in the schools, and they are hooked. They've fallen in love. This has happened to be somebody working at the first grade level, and they've fallen in love with those first graders. I don't know how many people that I've worked with over the years who might have started out as a bus driver, started out as an instructional assistant, who ended up wanting to go back to school and get their teacher's license. So we have some wonderful people. Lisa Wilson, for one, in the ILC, that she spent her career in the banking industry, and now she's working with our high school students in the design labs and just doing amazing things, and that's what really makes school special, is when you have parents, or you have somebody who brings some other life experiences and work with our students. It just becomes magic, and the students just connect with those folks. And we definitely need instructional assistants, and obviously we are always needing bus drivers. We have somebody who, once again, somebody who's worked in another business for years, started driving bus, and I listen to the radio every morning, and our bus radio every morning, and he just sounds like he's having a great time, and so that's just what makes school special.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. And you mentioned the media aspect of everything. I saw on your Facebook page that a bunch of your kids are getting together and putting out schedules for your sporting teams doing all this great. That's I might have to call them up and hire them. I got a little work to do over here. Let's go.
Yeah, let us know. I just went over there and last week talked to our students, our marketing class, and I basically said, "Hey, I need your help." Monroe County is very competitive in terms of providing parents with educational opportunities, and we need to really work hard at telling our story. And I told the students, "There's nobody better to tell our story than our own students." And so they're going to be taking over the website. I know that sounds scary, but
no, not at all.
It is not.
Let the experts handle it. They do it every day. They're ingrained and entrenched in it. That's perfect for them.
Oh, absolutely. I could talk for an hour about the last few years, how our students, we've given them responsibilities and student run businesses, and they just do things more creative way. And I've mentioned to you before about our students creating apps for the Coffee Corral and making business decisions. And this marketing class, they work with businesses not just in Indiana but outside of Indiana, and creating flyers for those businesses. And so I wanted to try to get their help a little bit, and not just our working on our website, but also creating videos and pictures and flyers for our school events. And you'd just be amazed how talented high school students can be and creative if we just give them a chance.
Oh, fan those flames. Fan those. Bet them they can't. Tell them they can't do it, and watch them. Watch them just show us. Yeah, it's so exciting to see that. And they know what looks good. They don't want to be told what looks good. They're the ones that are, you know, they're the generation of the consumer on the social media. So let them make it look cool, and then there you go. That was I love seeing that. Those are some super, super graphics. And as you mentioned too, you have some teachers and some folks that help lead them through that process. And again, just another layer of what's going on at Edgewood Schools that is fantastic. And Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest today, talking all about it. All right, we've almost put a full month in. We have Labor Day weekend coming up, so everybody on Monday will enjoy an extra day of rest and relaxation as we officially say goodbye to summer. But I know there's going to be some folks at RBB Schools that might be spending part of Monday getting ready for the big student showcase coming up next week.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, we're so excited. This is our second annual Edgewood Showcase. And the whole idea behind this showcase, it's an evening event, September 5th from 5:30 to 8:30. But the whole idea is to give parents at all different levels, in other words, give parents at the elementary level a chance to come up and see what available in Edgewood Schools at the junior high level and at the high school level. I say in my letter to the parents, the invitation that I send out, that I remember the days of having kids in school, and life is often so busy you don't have time to look outside of the four walls of your own school where your child's attending. But it's so important to look ahead and see, oh, my child, when they get up to junior high, they can be involved in media production. They can be involved in a student-run business and show choir and band and athletics. And there's just so much. And say, and on up into high school that we offer our students. And so this is this night has two purposes. One is we really just want to have a good time on the Edgewood campus. So we have food trucks, we have bounce houses, and in the auditorium we'll have our show choirs performing. On the football field we'll have our state championship band performing. We have volleyball, tennis matches going on, soccer. We'll have a health fair in the junior high multi-purpose room. We just want to have a good time. Last year, it was perfect weather, and we just had some picnic tables sitting outside around the food trucks, and we got Boomer from the Pacers who came last year. We're trying to get him back again this year. So this is not just for Edgewood families, Mike. This is for our whole community as a family to come in and see what's going on at Edgewood Schools. We invite families who maybe they're looking for a different opportunity for their child for school. And so this is a perfect opportunity to come and check things out. And we'll have prizes available and bus shuttles from going from place to place. And there's a lot of good things are going to be happening on September 5th. We just need somebody to take care of the weather. That's the only thing I don't have checked off yet.
All right, I'll volunteer. Here we go. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to get our permanent markers out or etch this in wet concrete. 82, mostly sunny, 57 for an overnight low. I wouldn't say perfect, but I you know, that's like 99 out of 100 right there. So
yeah,
we're
going
to roll with that. We're going to roll with that one.
Lock that in. Lock that in.
5:30 to 8:30, Thursday, September 5th, and we'll do a good job of reminding everybody, especially next Tuesday and Wednesday after we have our fun extended Labor Day weekend. It's open to the community, and there are so many great things going on. That's just a fun time to get over there and see what's happening. Well, speaking of fun things going on, Joe Smith and Dave Novak will be at the Mustang Corral, the red carpet, coming up on Friday night. The Washington Hatchets will be in town for football activity. And Scott Fisher, year number two, they took the show on the road down 37 down to Mitchell and brought back a big opening week win. I know a lot of your other teams are off and running as well, and show choirs around the corner. It's a great time of the year, isn't it, buddy?
Yes. Our teams, our golf team, girls soccer team, have got off to great starts. And I tell you, football is one of my favorite sports. And so when I went to the game down at Mitchell Friday night, I was really impressed. You know, of course, I'm prejudiced for the Mustangs, but they really looked sharp. They just looked like a well-coached team. I counted maybe one or two penalties, and they played great defense. And Scott Fisher, he's a great coach, not just for football, but you see Scott and some of his coaches at so many events, and they are definitely student centered. And we really got lucky in getting Coach Fisher. He's not only doing well with the football team, but he's definitely a member of the entire family getting involved. And so I have nothing but good to say about Scott looking forward to some success on the football field this year.
And you can follow along with all the athletics at Edgewood_Stangs on the X. And, again, you can see some of these great graphics. Also, go to Facebook. And wherever you're on social media, you'll be able to find a way to follow along and see all the great things. All right, so we'll send the Hall of Famer Joe Smith and Dave Novak. They'll be there. Chalk Talk at 6:30. We'll kick it off against the Hatchets from Washington Friday night. And I will work on that forecast as well. I'm going to try to push that thunderstorm out of the way for you, buddy.
I really appreciate that.
Well, anything we can do to help, and anytime you need to come back on outside of your normal times, you just call me up and we'll get you on to get that message out. Have a great final few days, hot days of August. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, Dr. Standards, and we'll get caught up with you at the end of September.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Nice talking to you.
Dr. Jerry Sanders, he is the RBB superintendent, and he joins us monthly to get us caught up on all the important things that are going on in the RBB Edgewood Schools system. And don't forget. And we won't let you. It is the Edgewood Showcase coming up on Thursday, September 5th from 5:30 to 8:30.